I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Thursday. It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. You just heard the Texas Rangers beat the Washington Nationals in the rubber match 6-0, taking the series in a big-time fashion as they shut out the Nats. 9 hits, 6 runs for the Rangers, just 4 hits allowed for Washington. You did see Evaldi get pulled after 5 1/3 with groin tightness, so we'll see what happens with that. That's always, not the best sign when someone gets taken out early, but he does get the win, and the Rangers wrap up that series now, turning their attention to the Kansas City Royals, a road series they will start this weekend. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass. We are live from the First United Bank Studio. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. You can also hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will jump right in with a chance at some cash. That's the way to start a show, Gus.
Yes, sir.
Just come in and try to give away some money. Your last winner was Christine Sargent, who just won $250 earlier today. Congratulations, Christine. You can be just like her. All you have to do is listen for a secret word on Double T 97.3. It's 645, 845, and 445. Take that word to DoubleT973.com. Enter it there and enter it as many times as you like. And hopefully you will be a lucky local winner. And don't forget, in June, when this is all said and done, we'll give away the biggie, $2,500 live at Two Docks. You do have to be there to win such a prize, but we also want you out there for the chance at winning, but also to see you. It's always a good time. Your secret word here on the second day of May, Badgers. Badgers. Take that word to DoubleT973.com. Also, shout out to the Home Zone, making your house a home, for helping to make this possible. Gus, how are you?
I am good. The Dallas teams had a big night last night.
They did.
We talked a little Mavericks, maybe a little more Stars yesterday, but
yeah, home team finally won one in that series.
About,
huh?
Now they're sitting pretty, I guess. Unless that narrative's about to flip, but the real take the home road stuff out of it. It's the Stars winning 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have seems like they have all the momentum in that series. And as we just stated, as that goes back to Las Vegas now, well, they know how to win there because they've done it twice mm-hmm. before this. So good sign there. And the other one you noted, the Dallas Mavericks, they also took a 3-2 series lead, really hopping up on the old Clippers.
Well, they did. 30, beat them by 30.
Yeah.
Of course, they had the 31-point lead the other day and squandered this time it just – they. You know what? I kind of had one eye on that game, and it was, all right, they're up 16, 17, 19, 21. Like, there was no 30-point comeback last night. It just – they just kept pedal to the metal.
Hey, it's good to see you here on Tech Talk. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere. Quick hi-bye to start out, but like I said, started out trying to give away some cash. We will dive into plenty of things in the next hour. We'll go all the way up to 6 o'clock. Keep it right here on Double T 97.3.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Thursday. It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you've had a great Thursday. It is Tech Talk, and we're live from the First United Bank Studio. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. That number is 806-771-0973. You can also hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, all of that welcome there. Don't forget, take us anywhere with the mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. And as always, we're streaming live on Fox 34 News Now and on YouTube. And if you'd like, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown, behind the glass. We got this right off the bat from Lindell Jeff. I so went ribs first at lunch today and ate the ribs my assistant couldn't eat too. I think I'm about as tall as Viking, but not sure about his width. I don't know, like, my measurements. I've never really known that. I don't have a lot of sports coats, and by that, I mean I don't have a sports coat. I'd like to get one. You know, be a sports coat guy. I'm not there yet. So I don't know my measurements off. So I assume that's how you know that is the sports coat measurement.
Okay.
I would say I am a lot like built kind of like an orangutan, if I'm being brutally honest with myself. Or like, you remember the barrel guy at Denver there for years? If you just put a shirt over the barrel and kind of stretched him out a little bit. There you go. Gus, Texas Rangers, they get a 6-0 win over the Nationals. What have you thought of the Texas Rangers now that we're a month in the MLB?
Well, I'm all right with them. They're in a decent spot. I mean, they're not flying high and cranking, but a couple key injuries, and you know they've got Bruce Bochy at the helm. You know, now it's hard to repeat, but you know, Evaldi, Evo, isn't that what they call him, Evo?
Mm-hmm.
Evo's this little groin tweak is, hopefully that's just a groin tweak and not something that extends.
Because that's the last, I mean, you never want injuries with your pitchers or anywhere.
One of your best guys.
But whenever you're already waiting on arms, expecting them, you know, closer to the second half of the season, the last thing you want to do is seeing the guys you're expecting to carry you over have any sort of hindrance along the way.
You got it. And you think about Scherzer. I mean, I don't know what he is at this point. I mean, I know they're waiting on him to get back. He's doing his rehab. You and I talked about that yesterday.
Buying AirPods for the spread and bone-in ribeyes and lobster meals, which is awesome for those, you know, minor leaguers.
Yep. I don't know what they have in him just in terms of him, you know, a wily old veteran, or is he about done, or, you know, so pining for him to come walking through that door and change things is, you know, there's a degree of optimism associated with that. Mm-hmm. You know, anything he does wouldn't surprise us just because he's who he is, but and what he's been. But it feels like the last couple of years, the age has really started to catch up to him. But anyway, just getting Josh back and all those things. I mean, to me, it's just hang in there, get to the All-Star break, get some guys healthy and see what happens. I mean,
don't get buried.
And the Astros are trying to get out of not being buried because they were a disaster to start. They've actually put together some decent baseball over the last week, and now, you know, but they're in that same mode. I mean, they're set situation a little more, you know, 10 games below 500 the last, I think they've tightened that up a little bit, but you know, you got to get to 500 to even, you know, just to be in a decent position. They've got time for that. But
I'm curious, when you get to the trade deadline for the Rangers, you know, if the thought is, hey, we do have all of our eggs in the basket of expecting a fully healthy DeGrom coming back with no issues after that as well, and then same thing with Scherzer, or and this is just from, you know, the mound side of things, or if they will be a little fluid with that, and if there is a, because it seems like that's the plan right now, right? Like, and that, I think that's what the offseason told you,
mm-hmm.
and then not keeping Jordan Montgomery and not working out something there and not really targeting anybody else to add into the rotation either. It seems like that is the plan, but I wonder if, you know, if you have any setbacks or anything like that, or Scherzer's working his way back, you know, now it's a thumb thing that he's trying to work through, and is there anything that would make the Rangers change their mind outside of, like, another devastating injury from an arm they weren't expecting? Like, I'm not saying this is the case, but let's say Evaldi had went out with something major and he was, like, done
right,
for the year
or
yeah.
Shoulder, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what their
approach will be like.
And you're asking that like as a with regard to like trade deadline.
Yeah, when obviously we're a ways from that, but
yeah, that's a good question. I mean the answer to that probably involves a little more of a deep dive into the top of their minor league system. You're obviously not getting Wyatt Langford and giving up Evan Carter for something,
right?
But it seems like more of the pattern over the easier trades are to go get a bullpen piece, and that was Chapman about 11 months ago, late. Mm-hmm. I say 11. That was 10 months because that was late June, if I remember correctly. And those type trades are a little bit easier to manage. And for your Kansas City Royals, that appears to have been a good trade. But
yes, it doesn't always work
out like that. But they got a big league starter out of that deal.
Under the radar.
Sure.
In regards to the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Reagans has been a very nice piece over there for him.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anything new here, but you know, the higher the price, if it was a starter with, you know, maybe a year and a half of control as opposed to a rental like Montgomery, then the price goes up in terms of prospects and that kind of thing. And then some of the fluidity to that has to do with how much salary you're willing to take on. But you know, I would think that, you know, if the Rangers went out and added an arm, that wouldn't surprise me. Would they add a frontline starter and be willing to pay another big price like they did last year? I don't know, but we'll see. We want them to be relevant, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. It is Tech Talk on Double T 97.3.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass. We'll go all the way up to 6 o'clock. That time over on 100.7 The Score, it's Liberty Baseball starting a series with Tulia. You can hear it over there. Astros versus Guardians will follow that. Now, we, of course, started a little later because we were waiting for the result of the Rangers, and they shut out the Nats 6-0. But that means that we missed a few things that we typically do on a daily basis, and one of those is a play of the day. And when I had sent out the show notes, you know, I said, hey, guys, just keep your head on a swivel. We'll see what time everything's over and go from there. Kyler reported back and said, I hope they're done by 4:15 because I have something special and picked out for play of the day. So we didn't want to take that opportunity away. So, Kyler, please give us a delayed play of the day.
I've got two of them for y'all. Starting off with this one right here.
A little crossover and lost the ball. Look at the diving Irving. The ball rolls to the other side. Look at another. It's like confetti.
Oh, and they're going to call Kyrie for the foul here.
Oh. Chipping inside. Oh, it's picked up. Pickpocketed right there by Irving. He goes behind the back. He goes in a pile. He dives. He scores.
Did you see that?
He scores. What a play.
Rich, I saw it, but the defender did.
Oh, my goodness.
If you saw that play right before it, where they were saying the ball was knocked loose and there was a foul on Kyrie, that foul was very questionable. And it was just he was diving for the ball and he was hustling for it and tripped up Terrence Mann and they called a foul on him for it. Reggie, Richard, and Kevin were all questioning the foul while it was called. And that moment after was right after that had happened, that still happened, and he got the N1. And to me, that was just a big ball don't lie kind of moment. And then I have this one right here, some facts for you guys today.
Get at the four, rebound Durant. Incredible opportunity. Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown, and Golden State takes the lead.
I like Durant. He says, I don't need a screen. Let me play one-on-one against LeBron. Now Hood picks him up on the switch.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a 6-point game. That's the same spot we had it in game 3 last year.
Pajemski has it. Here come the screens. Curry comes free. Gets the ball. Puts up a 3-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry nails the 3-pointer with 7/10 of a second remaining. They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry with 6/10 of a second remaining. The brilliant shooting of Stephen Curry continues.
Wall. The lead is 3. Love, LeBron, and got it! Banks it in!
Wow. I told you, Kevin, you gotta guard that man. He just hit 3 3-pointers earlier in the game.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup! LeBron James with the rejection.
Wow.
His third block of the game as we come up on a minute and a half remaining.
The NBA playoffs, for the first time since 2005, will not feature Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, or LeBron James in the second round of the playoffs.
How about that? I was wondering where that was all pieced together.
20 years.
Well done.
Thank you.
That is crazy.
You said Durant, Curry, and LeBron. Yeah.
And it makes sense with LeBron because that, I mean, it's the year you come in, right?
Yeah.
Or what, second year in the league since then? That's very, very interesting.
It sounds like no one is giving Darvin a chance to.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. The reports are saying Darvin, and this is the way that this goes in the NBA. You really have a life expectancy of about 3 years as an NBA coach now, is what it feels like. And it doesn't matter, by the way, if you win a title or not, or if you have successful playoff runs or not. That does not matter. I will say this is the good thing for Darvin Ham. It's kind of like the Gus to me, the AP poll. When I talk about and you talk about, and here on Raymar, we ever use the word sticky with the AP top 25, where it's really hard to get booted out of that. It's hard not to keep getting job opportunities at the NBA level once you're in that kind of NBA head coach brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may not mean, you know, if he gets let go, that the very next head coaching job is his for sure or anything like that.
Right. Be an assistant position or...
And so he's not going to get run out of the NBA. That's a tough situation regardless because, one, it's the Lakers. Even if they're bad, if you're in anyone paying attention to the NBA or covering the NBA, they're going to be involved. There's a huge spotlight over there. Oh, and by the way, there was LeBron James over there, so that has its own set of difficulties. Charles Barkley went on a tirade last night that I did love about, you know, hey, maybe we should look at the people putting these teams together, which is a part of it. And again, in the NBA, it just cycles out so fast. And then you add in the star power of a LeBron James and how much, oh, you couldn't win with LeBron James on the team? With Anthony Davis, you couldn't win with them? You must suck. Like, get out of here.
Right.
So there is some silver lining on it. And if you were one that didn't like that you were, you know, rooting for Darvin Ham from the area but not wanting to root for the Lakers, I guess there's that. Nothing official yet, but it looks the writing's on the wall.
I think, yeah.
It's a scapegoat.
Bleacher Report and some of these things talking about it'll be done by the end of the week, which, tomorrow, Saturday. Hate that for him, but, yeah, I think he'll be okay.
He'll land on his feet.
Sure.
Yeah.
It would appear that way.
We're hoping to land on our feet for the last segment. Get your questions in for Ask Tech Talk here in Double T 97.3. Back with more next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Ask Tech Talk is brought to you by Visual Edge IT. Get your questions in on the H Flooring Center chat line. One more with us, Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass taking care of us. We have this question from Bullfighter Tech Talk. Have y'all ever caused a benches clearing brawl? If not, what would warrant one for you to start one?
Well, you bunt through a curveball at the bottom of the strike zone. There's a rundown. And then there's a collision at the plate, and then there's a brawl. If you're the guy who had gotten the bunt down in the first place, mm-hmm. there's no brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bullfighter. You've been listening to this show long enough to know that story. That's a loaded question, man.
I'm here for loaded questions, though.
Gotcha, man. We celebrated that on the anniversary.
We did. One of us has never been in a brawl.
No, I wasn't in there throwing haymakers. I was in there.
You were in there getting body shots.
Playing,
doing the
slapping,
long way.
Slapping tickle. I've got
it. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Donald, trying to get somebody killed and that thing was about all I was doing. I wasn't having any success. But Donald, I've got a, you know, I've showed the video, posted it on here and all that stuff. But the there's some still photos from kind of where the photo deal then was where it is now down the first base and third base line. But a shot from up the first base line when the fight broke out and Donald's about to hit this dude. And he's like, going, it wasn't a boxer punch. It was like a, and this dude's like about to wear one. Like, man.
I think for me, like, it's hard to say pin down for someone who's never been in one, like, what it would take for me to be the one who started it.
Right.
And I still don't think this would be me starting it. It would have to be something, one, it would have to be a very tense situation that has been built up. It's not going to be something rapid, like, out of the blue. It would have to be some sort of physical start. Like, I'm running down to first on a walk, and I get punked by the first baseman for no reason. It wouldn't be me technically starting it.
And if you saw the Brewers thing two nights ago, that was that deal was where there was some build up, and then there's two dudes chirping, and the one dude just throws a punch, like out of the blue, and it's like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, impulse control, man, because you threw the first one, throw it with your throwing hand, pitcher that throws 99 miles an hour. I mean, just stupid all the way around. And
I was surprised.
And all hell kind of breaks loose from that. And it's like, dude, you just stop, man. What are you doing?
Well, with what you're saying, like, because I saw the title. Hey, benches. I didn't see it live or anything like that. Benches clearing brawl here. And so, like, knowing that something was about to happen from the start of the video, I was surprised who threw the actual punch. I thought it was mellowed down, and then you get
right.
To your point, it was like came out of nowhere.
Like our fight, the one I'm talking about in 1988 that I'm referencing, with
the great
Houston.
Brawl of '88.
Well, I wouldn't go that
far. Where the Courage Award was won.
No, the. But that thing became sort of, it was sort of baked in around a collision at the plate.
Yeah.
And, and Mike was kind of bumped, like the dude standing on the plate. Mike bumped him and kind of bounced off. And I think I remember, I don't know if I said it or whatever, like, that's the plate. Because it felt like maybe he was kind of reaching it. We didn't want the ump to do something crazy. And the ball's out in left field. So he had time. Mm-hmm. But When he bumped the dude going across the plate, that dude turned, like, basically turned toward, like, the first base dugout to Mike. And so Mike's coming back to touch on plate, and that dude thinks he's coming for him and kind of, you know, two hands to the chest, boom, like that. Mm-hmm. And so Mike's got no choice.
And this isn't, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Gus recounting the story in third person like The Rock, where Rock
Mike
got
Humphreys.
Bumped.
Yeah, Mike Humphreys, yeah. No. And yeah.
As he stepped up to Mike, and Mike said, the Guster's going to take you down.
Hey, I went back to that thing and looked, and that thing happened in the eighth inning. We were winning 2-1, two runs score and all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
We won the game 4-1, and I looked at the box score, like the newspaper box score of that since we last talked about it. We talked about it on the day it happened. Remember, it was kind of an on this day thing, and And I texted Honk too, Mike Humphreys, and said, "Hey, do you remember being ejected?" And he's like, I don't remember. Maybe, you know." And you think now he'd have a 76 game suspension, like Beckel, you know, Beckel went a say go sit the bleep down. I got four games, you know. It's like, dude, oh my gosh.
Well, hold on. He said that it was fine, and then a certain someone made sure he got a suspension.
And then he had and they had already been issued the warning, so, yeah.
Bullfighter said, "Honestly, didn't know you were in one, Gus. I may have been on vacation for that story." Either way, I appreciate the question.
Yeah.
This is the questions we're here for.
Better than most questions, but yeah. it was a double-layered scrap.
Yeah.
DM me, Bullfighter.
We have to unblock
on
him
Twitter.
First. Oh. Michael, just kidding. Michael from the ranch said, "Boo the NBA." On the other side, two sides to every coin, NBA for the win. Darvin Ham should smash a backboard if he gets fired. It's pretty good. If I got fired from that clown show, I'd be out there. Excuse me. Can't read. If I got fired from that clown show out there, I'd celebrate like hell. That job will look good on a resume. Anyone that can babysit LeBron James can put up with anything. Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. Like, you have that in your and it wasn't horrible, by the way. And yes, he's going to get let go, but it's not like he's getting let go because he absolutely cannot coach in the NBA. It's going to be on the resume. People are going to remember that. You handled it for the most part with decent success out there. You're now officially a playoff coach for Darvin Ham. He's going to be just fine and hopefully goes to a better situation.
Yeah, exactly, because his age isn't prohibitive by any stretch.
No, he's just starting.
Yeah, and they've missed, what, playoffs or didn't advance in two of the last 3 years or something. So there's a little heat on that. You know, there's some eyeballs on it, is what I'm getting at. Yeah. It's not like they're what you described earlier. You can win a title and then stink it up the next year and get tossed. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not it. But yeah, I you know, wishing the best for him, and if this thing goes down like several media outlets are reporting it will here in the next few days, and hopefully he lands on his feet somewhere.
We'll end with this. I know JL doesn't, but I miss Beckel's swagger out there.
Well, and Beckel, I do too. I 100% do, and I would say about that, like, Beckel didn't have that swagger for
swaggle.
The first couple of years. He got it last year, and it's a maturation of a pitcher, and that was fun to watch because he became a real guy after the – I mean, go back and look at his numbers when he was a freshman. He was the guy you guys were all texting about. Like, oh, my God, that guy's coming in again.
That'll do it for us. You guys want to go get in a fight? Mike, want to get in a fight?
I'm good.
All right. It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3. We will see you tomorrow.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T97.3 podcasts at Double T97.3.com.